Hare Krishna. So today we are assembled here to celebrate the divine appearance of their lordship, Shri Radha Gopinath, the presiding deities here. I do not have any qualification, but I have been asked to speak something about deities. I seek the blessings of all the assembled devotees of the spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, and all our previous acharyas. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a mention of three tattvas, sambandha, abhideya, and prayojan. Sambandha means relationship, the relationship between the living entity and the Supreme Lord. Abhideya refers to the practical activities of devotional service which help one in re-establishing his relationship with Krishna. And prayojan is the ultimate goal, love for Krishna. So according to the Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy, there are three deities for sambandha, there is Sri Radha Madan Mohan, for Abhideya, Sri Radha Govinda, and for Prayojan, Sri Radha Gopinath. The process of worshipping the deity is inherent at all stages in devotional service. We find from the very beginning neophyte to the very highly advanced acharyas, such as our revered acharyas, the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Gopal Bhatt Goswami. They all very meticulously engaged in the process of deity worship. Sometimes people who are not very intelligent, not very knowledgeable in Shastra, they argue that God is everywhere. So what is the need for a deity? But Srila Prabhupada answers it very nicely. Srila Prabhupada argues that if God is everywhere, is he not in the deity also? Or God is everywhere except the deity? God is everywhere. But unless one is on a very high level of consciousness, he cannot perceive God's presence. The deity form of the Lord is a scientific, the process of deity worship is a scientific way of realizing one's relationship with the Lord and acting in accordance with that relationship. Bhakti is a scientific process. In the vidhi stage, one practices according to rules and regulations, and in the advanced stage, one naturally wants to serve Krishna. No doubt in this age of Kali, the prime process of self-realization is to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is the opinion of all the Shastras, and especially Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, illustrated by his own example. Kalikale Namarupe Krishna Avatar. However, to chant the holy name purely, sincerely, deity worship is very useful to regulate the mind and the senses in such a way that one can come to the platform of always thinking of Krishna and never forgetting Krishna. By the regulative process of deity worship, beginning from morning till the evening, one gradually fixes his mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. And then at an advanced stage, one naturally wants to serve the deity. In the Shastras, it is explained that the deity can appear in different forms. Deity made of wood. I just returned from Jagannath Puri this morning. All of you know how attached devotees are to this form of Lord Daru Brahman, Lord Jagannath, who is carved by his loving devotee from wood. There are deities made of marble, or stone. There's deity made of jewels. There's deity made of sand. There's deity of the mind. There are various ways in which the Lord can appear. In one sense, the Lord is non-different from these elements. Bhumi, Rapo, Analo, Vayu. These are all elements which are energies of Krishna. In another sense, Krishna is non-different from the elements. Krishna is in everything and everything is in Krishna. Yet, when he appears mercifully in a form like Radha Gopinath, it becomes very easy for us to have loving exchanges with the Lord. I would like to speak briefly about the various instances in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes where great devotees have had reciprocation with the deities. Yayatha mam prapadyante tamstateva bhajameham. The Lord reveals himself according to the feelings of his devotee. According to one's advancement in spiritual life, one can feel reciprocation with the deity. An atheist person, when he sees a temple, when he sees the deity, he thinks, oh, what is this? They are spending so much crores of rupees for worshipping some piece of stone. A little more advanced neophyte devotee, he accepts the words of the Shastra and understands, yes, that this is the Lord. A more advanced devotee can have exchanges with the deities. The deity speaks to the devotee, and the devotee speaks to the deity. There is a very beautiful story in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, after his taking sannyas, he was on his way to Jagannath Puri. He stopped at Katak, which was at that time the capital of Odisha. King Pratap Rudra was the king. And at that time, the deity of Sakshi Gopal was in Katak. Now this deity is in a village between Jagannath Puri and Bhuvaneshwar. But at that time, the deity was in Katak. So during his visit there, Lord Nityananda Prabhu narrated the story of Sakshi Gopal or Witness Gopal. Most of you must have heard the story. I'll just recollect in brief how it is explained that two Brahmins from South India, Vidyanagar, they travel to all the holy places. Specifically, they came to Prayag, to Kashi. Finally, they came to Vrindavan. They toured all the 12 forests of Vrindavan. They did parikrama of Govardhan. And then they came to Gopal temple. The younger Brahman was serving the older Brahman in a very sincere way, in every possible way. And the old Brahman was so pleased. He told this Brahman, younger Brahman, that I am very pleased and I would like to offer my daughter in marriage to you. This young Brahman, he replied, this was not my motivation. I just wanted to serve you. But the older Brahman nevertheless insisted. So the younger Brahman, he said, all right, if you actually want to promise, then you should do it in front of the deity. So this old Brahman promised, I would like to marry my daughter to this young Brahman after I return back to my village in South India. So they came back. Now this old Brahman was from a very learned family. He was very rich, aristocratic. And the young Brahman was quite poor, not very learned, and very simple. So when the old Brahman explained to his family members what he had promised, they were very upset. They said, how can we do this? How can we offer our daughter to this foolish Brahman who is not very rich, who is not very intelligent? This old Brahman said, I have made a promise. But his family members insisted. He said, no, if you go on according to what you have promised, then we will consume poison and we will die. So this old Brahman was somewhat perplexed. Being a pure devotee of Krishna, he prayed to the Lord. He did not want to displease his family members. At the same time, he wanted to fulfill his vow. A devotee is one who in all situations of perplexities, difficulties, turns to Krishna, takes shelter of Krishna, specifically by chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So this Brahman was praying to the Lord, please guide me. In the meanwhile, the young Brahman came to him and with folded hands he said, my dear sir, you had promised your daughter in charity and I have not heard so far. So what is your conclusion? Before he could reply, the son of this old Brahman, he came out and in a very provocative way, he started chastising the young Brahman. You are a cheater. You made my father eat some things which caused him intoxication, took all the money, and now you want to marry my sister. Get out of here. He chastised him very heavily. And this young Brahman went away. Actually, this young Brahman did not have any interest in marrying. But he was thinking in his heart that this elder Brahman has given his word in front of the deities. And if he doesn't follow what he has promised, it will be an offense. He was seeing the elder Brahman as a senior Vaishnava, and he wanted to protect the word of the elder Brahman. So he called for a meeting in the village, and then he told that this Brahman had promised his daughter, but however he is not able to fulfill right now. And then there was a discussion, and then everybody asked, what was the witness? The young Brahman replied that Lord Gopal, he was the witness. So the next question was that Gopal was the witness. Can you bring Gopal here? He said, yes, I had told Gopal. Gopalji, be careful. You may have to come. Devotees are very clever also. After all, Krishna is the supreme clever. So then everybody agreed, yes, if Gopalji comes all the way from Vrindavan, then we will accept. And this elderly Brahman, he also accepted because he knew the Lord could come. And his rascal son, he also accepted because he knew the Lord can never come. The Lord has his ways of doing things which are beyond our human comprehension. It's best to understand that I cannot understand. That is truth. The highest knowledge is to know that I cannot know Krishna. I can only serve him as a servant of the servant. So this young Brahman went all the way to Vrindavan walking. In those times, as you know, there was no transportation means. He was crossing mountains and rivers. And he went to Gopal. And he prayed to Gopal, my dear Lord, this gentleman, he had promised. He had promised his daughter in marriage, but now he is not able to fulfill his promise. I request you, my Lord, please, you are the protector of Brahmanas. Namo Brahmana Devaya, Go Brahman Hitaya Cha, Jagat Hitaya, Krishnaya, Govindaya Namo. My Lord, please, kindly show your mercy. I am not thinking to become happy by getting the daughter as a bride. That's not my motivation. But I am simply thinking that this Brahman has broken promise given to you. So my dear Lord, please, you are very merciful. You know everything. Kindly be a witness. Lord Krishna replied, my dear Brahman, you just go back home. You call a meeting, and in that meeting, just remember me. As soon as you remember me, I will appear and I will protect you. So this young Brahman said, my dear Lord, even if you appear there, even if you come in your 400 form, they will not believe. I want you to come in the form of this deity because it is in this form that you are witness to the promise. Lord Krishna said, you are asking me to walk? Krishna bole pratima chale kotha na shuni. We have never heard in Shastras that deity is walking. Vipra bole pratima haite kahe kehavani. That we have never heard that the deity is speaking. So if you can speak, you can walk also. Pratima nahi tumi sakshat Brajendra Nanda. This is a very important sentence here. The deity is not just Pratima. It's like Pratima or just some idol. It's not idol worship. Just like in sometimes in the public parks you have a idol of some leader, pigeons worship every day, Abhishek, and once in a year, you know, clean and put some garland and ki jai, you know. It's not like that. The deity worship is different, it's a science. It's not just stone, but it's Krishna. Pratima nahi tumi sakshat Brajendra Nandan. There's no difference. There's no difference between name and Krishna, between deity and Krishna. That is called Advaitatva. That the Lord and His expansion, Lord and His incarnations, they are non-different. So Archa Vigra is an incarnation of the Lord. The Lord said, the devotee said, my dear Lord, Pratima nahi tumi sakshat Brajendra. Please come for this old Brahman. And Gopalji said, all right, I will walk behind you. But just you will hear the sound of my ankle bells. And just don't look behind. Just keep walking. Just keep walking. So the Brahman was just walking, hearing the sound. Sound is a very important means of being in communication with the Lord, even more than eyes. The perfection of deity worship is in the beginning and in the middle and in the end to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jiva Goswami explains that all deity worship begins and ends with the holy name of Krishna. And deity worship is a helpful thing to ultimately achieve purification of heart. And when we become purified, we worship Krishna more. It's not that some people think that you worship the deity, all right, you are neophyte, you worship Krishna. And then you reject the deity. You find great acharyas worshipping Krishna. The deity walked all the way till South India, and then the old Brahman and everybody in the village saw, and finally, the Brahman offered his daughter in marriage. So this is one instance. And there are many such instances where the deity is reciprocated. Recently, I was in the Rath Yatra in Jagannath Puri the day before yesterday. How sometimes the Lord's Rath moves very fast and sometimes it doesn't move. The total distance is 3 kilometers or 4 kilometers maximum. And the day before yesterday, the Rath started at around 4 o'clock, Balaram's Rath, Subhadra's Rath. Lord Jagannath started. Out of his own sweet will, the Lord just moved for maybe 100, 200 meters, less than a kilometer, and then he stopped. And the pujaris and everybody praying for the Lord. But the Lord is Swarat. He decided to have a break journey there. He stayed there and it started raining heavily in the evening at 6:30. And the next day at 9 in the morning, the Rath started and within 10 minutes, covered more than 1 or 2 kilometers. I once asked the panda, ki ye pahandi kitna baje shuru hoga? When it will start? He told me, aapka dimag kharab hai? Kya Bhagwan ka timetable hota hai? Wo apni ichha se chalte hain. The Lord is Swarat everywhere. And we see in Jagannath's pastime so many times. Or in every, depending on the intensity of the love, the Lord reciprocates with this devotee. This deity of Radha Raman, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, was praying to the Lord. Because all the other acharyas, like Sanatan Goswami, was worshipping Madan Mohan. Deities would speak to him. Madan Mohan was saying that, what is this? You are giving me dry chapatis. At least give me some salt. He's not asking for pizza, just some salt. So then Sanatan said, my Lord, now you're asking salt, then you'll ask sweet, and then some laddus, enough. I have a lot of service to do. The Lord said, all right, I'm satisfied. Sanatan Goswami was speaking to the deities. Rupa Goswami, he was searching, where is Govinde? Where is Govinde? It's mentioned in the Shastras. And then finally the Lord revealed to him that you go near that small hillock and there is the one cow would come and give some milk And Govindeva appeared there. So Gopal Bhatt Goswami was thinking that so many, this one rich gentleman happened to come. He gave some cloth to all the Vaishnavas for their deity worship. And he was thinking, I don't have any deities. I am worshipping Shalagram Shila, which he had brought from Gandaki River, Nepal. And he was thinking that it would be very nice, my Lord. Today is Narsingha Jayanti, the appearance day of Lord Narsingha Dev. Today on this day you appeared from the pillar to protect your dear devotee, Prahlad. So if you desire, my Lord, you can also appear from the Shila. And as he was praying, he took rest. And then he found that one of the Shila, the Damodar Shila, from there the Lord appeared in a very beautiful two-armed form of Radharaman. And he showed it to the Goswamis. They were all very happy. His feet were like Madan Mohan, his chest was like Govindev, and his face was like Radha Gopinath. So Gopal Bhatt Goswami was taking care of Radharaman. Till his very last days, Loknath Goswami was traveling in a place called Khadirvan in Umrao. He was sent by Lord Chaitanya to go to Vrindavan even before his sannyas. And there in Khadirvan, he was performing his bhajan and he heard a voice saying that, I am hungry. Please give me, I am thirsty, get some water. And he saw small deities of Radha Vinod. The deities personally spoke to him. And he was very happy to serve them. He had no place of residence. He had no temple. He had a small bag, like a shoulder bag. And he was carrying Radha Vinod wherever he went. And he would make a bed out of leaves. And the Lord was happy to accept his service in that way. The deity form of the Lord is a way by which we can express our love for Krishna. Sri Radha Gopinath appeared here by the prayers of His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj and by the prayers of all the devotees, just so that we can get a chance to serve them. The greatest wealth in all of creation is the opportunity to serve God or His devotees. Sri Radha Gopinath are very merciful. They are bestowing their mercy, giving us a chance, calling us back to their eternal abode. Shriman Ras Rasarambi Vanshi Vata Tatasteta Karshan Venu Swaner Gopi Gopinatha Shriyastanam. Shri Radha Gopinath are playing upon their flute in Vamsi Vat, attracting all the gopis. And here in Mumbai, they are playing their flute and calling all living beings from all over the world to come and take shelter of their lotus feet. The supreme shelter is to be the servant of the servant of the servant of Radha Gopinath, and in that mood to always chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada would often warn his disciples that one should have regular hearing and chanting of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita in order to understand the importance of deity. Srila Prabhupada said, if there is no regular hearing and chanting, then you will start thinking, why my spiritual master has given me this burden of worshipping the deity? So that we continue to be in the right mood of serving the deity, we should always be engaged in hearing and chanting the name, fame, qualities and pastimes of the Lord. This is the way we can please Radha Gopinath, by being in the mood of servant and trying to act and speak and behave in such a way that the unlimited conditioned souls from all over Mumbai, from all over Maharashtra, from all over the world may come and find shelter at their lotus feet, the abode of all shelter. Bhajamure Manashri Nandanandan Abhaya Charanarvind. We should pray to Krishna like Bhaktivinoda Thakur prays, Gopinath, Tomara Charan Sharan लोई नो तुम्हारा चरण लोई नो शरण तुम्हारा किंकर आमी. ओ माय लॉर्ड आई टेक शेल्टर ऑफ योर लोटस फीट. आई टेक शेल्टर ऑफ योर लोटस फीट. आई हैव अंडरस्टूड एको नो बुझी नो प्रभु तुम्हारा चरण अशोक भयामृत पूर्ण सर्वकर्ण. आई हैव अंडरस्टूड माय लॉर्ड दैट योर लोटस फीट आर द ओनली शेल्टर. लेट अस प्रे फॉर फ्यू सेकेंड्स टू बी एबल टू टेक शेल्टर ऑफ कृष्ण. श्री राधा गोपीनाथ की जय. गौर निताय की जय. श्री गोपाल जी की जय. नाउ इज ग्रेस श्रीनाथजी प्रभु हु वाज हियर एक्चुअली. आई एम जस्ट स्पीकिंग समथिंग बट प्रभु जी वाज एक्चुअली हियर व्हेन द डीटीज वर इंस्टॉल. ही पर्सनली ब्रॉट दिस डीटीज. आई विल रिक्वेस्ट प्रभु जी टू काइंडली कम एंड प्लीज कम प्रभु.
So we are celebrating the 19th appearance anniversary of their lordships, Radha Gopinath ji. As I was saying this morning in the Bhagavatam class, nobody can tell the Lord what to do. Krishna can decide and will decide and has decided to do what he wants. He is totally independent. We are totally dependent. That is a big difference. When a person, a jivatma, thinks that he can do something, then it is a violation of one of the shlokas in Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna says, I am the ability in man. Means, you have no ability, but really it's my ability. Again, in the 15th chapter, 15th shloka, he says, Sarvasya chaham radhi sannivishto smuti jnana pounancha vedesya sarver aham eva yadyo vedanta krutved. So, I give knowledge. Means we don't have any knowledge, so he gives knowledge. We sometimes undergo some awful pain or some operation or difficulty. If we were to live in that all the time, we would go mad. So he gives us forgetfulness also. So we can forget some bad things. Knowledge, forgetfulness, and remembrance. Very often, where did I keep the keys? Where did I keep this? We forget sometimes. There is a friend of mine, he forgot his mother also here on Janmashtami night. Then he forgot his wife also somewhere else. So, you can never say. It's a fact of life. So, we have also done such things. Forgetfulness. But Krishna did not forget us. That is a beauty. Prabhupada told on 1971 when coming down the stairs of this Bhartivida Bhavan, to his secretary. That has been discussed? No. Shyam Sundarji was a secretary. He himself sat here and told us that in 1971, Prabhupada said that pointing his cane, he had a beautiful cane, that dark brown colored cane with a lion's head on it, made of, I think it is either gold or brass. And he was pointing this Kem Munshi mark. And we should have a preaching center and a temple here. Now, the fact is, as my good friend Krishna Anand Prabhu has mentioned, that the devotee controls the Lord. Pure devotee controls the Lord. It's a very astounding statement. Krishna controls everything, but he loves to be controlled by his pure devotee. Just like Yashoda Mai says, now you must drink your milk, otherwise I'll get angry with you. And Krishna says, yes, yes, almost having tears in his eyes. He has to stop playing and he has to come. So she controls him. Similarly, a pure devotee like Prabhupada, who was, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, his identity is very clear, because when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asked, who will fulfill your promise that in every town and village of the world, I mean, it was inconceivable, achintaya veda veda tattva. So it's inconceivable that how in every town and village of the world your name will be sung and the Mahamantra will be sung everywhere in the whole world. Because that was 500 years ago, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asked. He said, I will send my commander in chief. So his commander-in-chief identity is now known of his Sankirtan army, Prabhupada. So when Prabhupada as you know, there are in Golok Vrindavan, there are three parts. There is a Vrindavan part, there is Mathura part, Vrindavan Mathura, then there is Dwarka part, and there is the Mayapur part. So Prabhupada belongs to the Mayapur part with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said you have to go and spread the holy name of the Lord throughout the world, initially, this is what I have heard from authorities like Tamal Krishna Maharaj, that Prabhupada initially said, no, don't send me to Mrityulok. This is a place of death. Everything dies in this world. Every person dies, every animal, every reptile, fish, vegetable, everything dies. This is not a good place. I don't want to go there. So, no, but I have committed. So, you have to fulfill my promise. You are my commander-in-chief. And you have to obey the orders of the commander-in-chief. Of a commander-in-chief. He is the commander-in-chief of commander-in-chief. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, reluctantly Prabhupada came here. You must know that. But once he came, he fulfilled fully the promise. And we have had this great honor and privilege to be his servants. Of a servant. And I would give a lot of credit to my wife because she was the one who virtually dragged me here or brought me here because her guru was next door, number four building, a lady. And I was walking around here not knowing kya hai ye sab, horrible place. It was really horrible at that time. There were more rats, as I told you, than men. It was so bad. Then this Lakshmi Narayan temple was closed. There was a big lock. And it's 105-year-old temple, very old temple. Mahatma Gandhi used to come and pray here. But since then, decline had happened too much. And we were in a very bad situation here. But anyway, we started in a small way. And slowly, this temple has come up purely by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Radha Gopinath ji. And the hard effort of our Radhanath Maharaj and the devotees here who have taken so much pain and so much difficulty. So we can all sit in a nice, beautiful air-conditioned hall. If you had been here in 1989, you would never... You could not conceive that such a place would be here. Because half this hall, this was all yoga and like that, this Iyengar's thing with big rings here on all the walls. There was no marble, nothing. All broken walls because the rings were so big and everybody was pulling the rings and trying to do some kusti, something, some exercises. And then this other class was there, I was telling this morning, Tinkerbell Schoolwala. Children making so much noise. So these people couldn't tolerate them and they could not tolerate these people. In this material world, it's always like that. You cannot tolerate your neighbor. It's not possible. There will always be some jagada. So I thought it's a good idea that both should go. Since they cannot tolerate each other. And I can't tolerate both. So as a managing trustee, I said, chalo, aap dono jao. Dono ko rasta nikalta hun. We'll find a way out somewhere else. So Tinkerbell School, we moved it to some other place and these people also went somewhere else. Slowly we bought other places and managed to get them out. But the beauty is that everything, we had no idea what is going to happen next. It is somewhat like, you know, Sansara Dava Nandadira Loka. It's like a fire. You don't know where the fire will start, where it will end. So there were 22 cases. And my good friend Mahaprabhu Das over there, he fought these in the High Court, all 22 cases. Because these neighbors, they hated us. Hated means really hated. Because they were in so much maya, they wanted to only sleep and rest and do all danga masti. So they didn't want us here. Because we wanted to get up early morning, Mangalarti, this thing, that thing, which disturbed them. See, Mangalarti is great disturbance. to a non-devotee. Is, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, what is day to a devotee is night to a non-devotee. What is night to a devotee is day. It's ulta, everything ulta. So, naturally they wanted to drive us out. But we had Krishna. Just like Arjun had Krishna. He was not doing anything except riding the Rath. Except once in the time of Karna and Bhishma Pita. These two cases where Krishna took some action. So here he gave us the intelligence. He gave us the effort to fight. And fortunately our lawyers and the judges also appreciated us. So we won all 22 cases. And that's why we are peacefully all here. But if you think anything can come free, there are no free lunches in this world. You have to fight. And as long as you are on the right side and you are fighting, it's okay. But if you are on the wrong side and fighting, it's not, you are in deep trouble. So first thing is to select which is the right side. And since all of you are on the right side here, and you are in the right place, in your constitutional position, doing your constitutional duty, and in this yug, this is the Kali Yug, listening and Shravanam Kirtanam is the main thing in Kali Yug. It's a main duty of a soul, Jivatma. So I'm very pleased. I have already taken a lot of your time. This morning we had a very nice session. So I don't want to repeat too much. But I see there are much more people here. If there are any questions, I think it will be a good idea if I can answer. If anybody has any questions about how we came, what happened, how each of the deities came. Of course, Radha Gopinath deities were brought not by me. They were brought by Mahaprabhu Das. Mahaprabhu Das went all the way to Jaipur. Practically, he stole them. Krishna is known as Makkhan Chor, but we are known as Krishna Chor. So the deities belong to somebody else. They had already paid partly for it. But their temple was not ready. And we claimed our temple is ready. There was nothing. And fortunately, the other fellow in Anand, the fellow who had paid the advance, his temple was not ready. He was my nephew. So it's easy for an uncle to do Dadagiri. And I told him, best, I'm taking your duty away. So he took away. I said, you place another order. And you'll get same duty. I told him, you'll get the same duty. Why you are crying? Nothing will happen. He's also Hare Krishna devotee. We are also Hare Krishna devotee. So I said, what's the difference? Yahan aayega, wahan jayega, ek hi hai. Hum log tayyar hai. You are not ready. Why you make Krishna wait? It's a sin. So... don't give difficulty to Krishna. But the Pandey brothers who made all these deities, I think hundreds of deities for ISKCON all over the world, these Pandey brothers told us later on, and they, when I saw in Anand also, no deities are comparable to Radha Gopinath deities. None. They could never be reproduced, replicated, never. Even this bluish tinge of Gopinath, they tried their best, but it is not possible. Pandey brothers told, ke kaise ho gaya humko pata nahi hai, aur ye kaise aapke wahan aa gaya, wo bhi mere ko pata nahi hai. Maine bola, humko bhi nahi pata hai, wo Krishna ko hi pata hai, humko hi baat karo. Krishna he knows all the answers. We are just nimit. And Mahaprabhu brought the deities. As I said, every time I enjoy this, 5 o'clock in the morning, he phones me from the Octroy Naka, that the Octroy fellows want a very big Octroy amount. Mahaprabhuji, ab hai kya idhar? Hai na? Acha, thank you. With your permission. So he said, these Octroy people are asking for the money. I said, who's this? This is some fellow, I can't understand him. He is half drunk. Whole night he must be working or sleeping or drinking. So I said, I'll give him the line. Then I asked him what's his name. It was a Maharashtrian name. I forget his name. I speak little... very bad Marathi, but I speak. Because when I was in Tardev, as a young boy, we had to learn Marathi because all the boys were Marathi. And we had to play cricket, so all the bad words I knew first. So first thing I told him, "Tu yedai." So he said, "My God." त्यांना सांगितलं की तुला कुठे जायचंय, नर्क मध्ये जायचंय का? कृष्ण भगवान सुन पैसा मागताय, ऐसा आदमी हम देखा नाही जिंदगी में, रहता नहीं, वो तो स्टैच्यू है, ऐसे स्टैच्यू तुम्हारे आंख में है, क्योंकि तुम आधा नींद में है या किस में है पता नहीं, माया में, वो भगवान है, आपको हम प्रसाद भेजेगा, अभी ड्यूटी छोड़ दो। महाप्रभु जस्ट लेफ्ट विदाउट पेइंग एनी मनी and we got the DTs here, and I mean there was a lot of pastimes of these wonderful DTs. Maharaj, for instance, when he was installing the DTs, we thought there is no space. Then he wanted to put Gaur-Nitai DTs. We said absolutely no space, Maharaj arranged. Then one of our God brothers, God sisters, they had this Srinath ji DTs, means that is Gopalnath ji DTs, DT. So, wo bhi kahan rakhenge hum? That also Maharaj arranged. Because this, one must know that in Krishna Leela, everything is expanding. You see. Then he brought Lalita, Vishakha DTs and so many other cows and all that. I think there are 6-7 cows there. And so many other animals, monkeys and birds and so on. He created true Vrindavan atmosphere. And if that was not enough, then we've got a garden behind, which was a dump yard. It was absolutely rubbish. It was the worst place on earth. But the whole thing was converted. That's what Prabhupada says. This material world can be converted to Vrindavan. And we have seen it with our own eyes. The impossible can be done by a person who can see the invisible. It's in the Holy Bible. Holy Bible says, the impossible can be done by the person who can see the invisible. Jo humko nahi dikhta hai, lekin unko dikhta hai. Wahi jo na kar sake, wo kar sakte hain. Koi nahi kar sakta hai, wo Prabhupada ne kiya hai. Hare Krishna. Who's the next speaker? Huh? Bhajan. So we'll start Kirtan. Then who's singing? Oh yeah. You want? आप इधर आएंगे? माइक ले लो ना.